I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, wrote a letter to members of the U.S. Senate asking them to not use the decision on Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion, as a litmus test when confirming judicial nominees. The cardinal added that while the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, quote, does not support or oppose confirmation of particular presidential nominees, he does have some serious concerns about the confirmation process and efforts to use nominees' opinions on Roe v. Wade as a determining factor. Cardinal DiNardo stated a nominee's faith should not be used as a judgment to how they view the Roe v. Wade ruling and that any kind of religious test for public office, quote, is both unjust and unconstitutional. Following yesterday's surprise exit of David Davis, a leading Brexit official, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has appointed pro-Brexit lawmaker Dominic Raab as the country's new Brexit secretary. Davis had resigned, saying he could not support May's plan because he believes it is giving, quote, too much away too easily. Today, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson also resigned. Britain and the EU stated the divorce negotiations are still on course and hope to have a broad agreement by October so that EU national parliaments can decide on a deal before Britain leaves. Four ambulances have left the area around the flooded cave in Thailand, suggesting that 8 out of the 13 people trapped have been rescued. Thai officials would not make any comments concerning the rescue operation or number of people taken from the cave. However, over the weekend, a team of divers was seen bringing out 4 boys. A Thai soccer team, ages 11 to 16, and their coach became trapped in the cave June 23rd while exploring after a soccer practice. It took 10 days for authorities to locate them. Sunday's mission included 13 foreign divers and 5 Thai Navy SEALs. A volunteer Thai Navy SEAL died on Friday while trying to place air canisters along the passage to where the boys are located. Pope Francis, along with the heads of Christian churches in the Middle East, criticized the, quote, complicit silence and indifference from the world over conflicts happening in the area. He called on people to condemn what is happening and give a voice to those that have none. Pope Francis said that the Middle East, being where Jesus lived and died, is where, quote, light of faith spread throughout the world, but that, quote, dark clouds of war, violence, and destruction have cast a shadow over that light. The Pope made his comments during his trip to Bari for an ecumenical meeting of patriarchs and leaders of Christian churches in the Middle East. Bari is a city held in high regard to both Catholic and Orthodox churches because of the relics of St. Nicholas, who is celebrated in both. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.